Fishing in America at the Saturday Light Brigade. I have another special guest. I always like having special guests. What's your name?
Eleanor.
Eleanor, it's nice to have you here. I've met you a few times. How old are you now?
I'm 8, almost 9.
And you were carrying a lot of the heavy equipment here for the Squirrel Hillbillies. Are you compensated for that heavy labor? Do they give you? Do they pay you? Do you get any?
They do not pay me, but my mom does feed me.
Well, that's okay. That's appropriate. That makes sense. So, what are you into? Oh, you said you're almost 9.
Yeah.
When's your birthday?
April 21st.
Ooh, you're less than a month away. Where do you go to school?
I go to the Environmental Charter School.
What grade?
I'm in 3rd grade.
I think. Who are your language arts teachers this year?
Mrs. Shupak and Mrs. Caruso.
We're going to be working with you in about a month. We're doing a project with your class.
I know you worked with us last
year.
Yeah,
we're coming back. That's exciting. I sometimes forget that you guys, one of the neat things they do at Environmental Charter School, some other schools do this too, is the teachers follow the kids. Who knew? The teachers, like, follow the kids. So isn't that cool? You don't have to, like, meet somebody new the next year? So what would you do on a rainy day? I asked Ryan that question before.
I would probably invite over my neighbor. And actually, I was going to give her a shout-out because she's listening. Her name is Lila, and her younger brother is named Lev, and they're listening.
So Lila and
Lev.
Lila and Lev, hello. They're very alliterative over there.
Yeah, I'd probably play with them, and then I have a microphone at home, and I'd probably play with that.
Nice. I like that in a person that has a microphone. We might be able to have you work here. And just apparently all we got to do is feed you. So, well, it would be really great to have you here. Are you excited about the album release?
Yeah. I've learned a bunch of their new songs, and I think that this album is going to be really good.
I do, too. It's called Goody Shoes, and it comes out tomorrow officially at a free CD release party at a wonderful place, Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh's Squirrel Hill Branch. And I am going to ask you, Eleanor, if you would do the honor of introducing, well, we'll have you introduce the band in just a moment. We're making sure the band is ready. We had a wardrobe malfunction there for a moment. Gary's guitar strap almost gave loose there. It's the trampoline effect catching. Eleanor, are you ready to introduce the band?
Yes. The Squirrel Hillbillies!
My old man drove an old Ford, seersucker suit, knocking on doors, checking his list for the next woman's name. He'd sell her Bible, walking right in, talk about life and how loneliness was such a sin. Then she'd smile, ask him to stay. Fed by the faithful, led by the stars, he followed the road, steered with his heart, all that he knew coming his way in those days, those wild, woolly old days. Dad didn't leave me his charm or good looks, just the key to his Ford and a stack of good books. I learned all the verses, gave them away. I drove to the heartland, slept with the trees, listened to rivers that washed over me. Every bird, worm, and pebble had something to say. Living a different American dream without any jump balls or pyramid schemes. All that I needed coming my way in those days, those wild, woolly old days. On a page too small to read, blinded by scenes flashing up on the screen. I put on the coffee, close up the shades. My son comes to visit Sundays at 5. He lights up the room with the news of his life. I smile as I listen, ask him to stay. Someday soon gonna sink through the floor, meet my old man climbing his Ford. All that we need will keep coming our way, like those days, those wild, woolly old days. Wild, woolly old days. Those days, those wild, woolly old days.
The Squirrel Hillbillies, sounding absolutely great, and it's always nice to get a duo that sings really well and plays really well, and these guys have been at it for a while. It's been, how long has it been now?
We formed our duo in 2010, so we are 4 years in now.
It seems longer, actually, so that's a good thing.
That's a good thing. We've managed to squeeze out a couple of albums in that time, and we figure we don't have maybe as much time as those whippersnappers getting started younger in life, so yeah.
Well, no, that's a good thing. I'm going to let you introduce yourself, too, each of you. Gary, I'll just sort of let you define who you are and what you're all about.
Define who I am. Well, my name is Gary Kraut, and I am defined right now by being a member of the Squirrel Hillbillies. I'm the guitar player and songwriter, and that's how I define myself right now.
There you go. That's and I'll let you do the same.
I'm Eleanor's mom.
I was going to say, you're Eleanor's mom.
I'm also Madeline's mom, who's not here this morning. And I'm Jenny Walsh-Bain, and have been here in Pittsburgh for 20 years. And in addition to being a member of the Squirrel Hillbillies, I have a consulting business where I do some project management. And yeah.
Those are good characteristics for a musician, to have project management skills.
Yes, I do the booking for our band as well.
And Gary, you relocated to Pittsburgh, right? I'm trying to remember.
A long time ago. Yeah. I relocated 34 years ago.
Oh, you're still a new guy here in Pittsburgh. It's I don't know how long it takes, but it takes a long time.
I feel like a Pittsburgher.
You both are Pittsburghers, and I really admire you for having the CD release party at a library. What a nice thing. It's free, it's open.
We are very, very fond of libraries. If you check out our blog, which is online and on our website, squirrelhillbillies.com, you'll see we've performed at many public libraries around the east coast of the U.S., eastern half of the U.S. We find them to be just a wonderful place to see people who might not see a whole lot of live music. So we get very diverse crowds and very appreciative crowds.
Yeah, and it's nice because when you perform at a library, the show is free and open to the public. And as I was preparing notes for today's show, and I said, yes, the Squirrel Hillbillies will be at the Carnegie Library. And I'm thinking, I have to have the branch. And I really didn't have to overthink it. It is the Squirrel Hill branch at
Where
Forbes
else?
And Murray. So you can see them tomorrow between 2 and 4. So if you've got, maybe you have church or some other activities in the morning, don't worry about being there right at 2 on the dot. You can come in the midst of it. I suspect they'll have copies of Goody Shoes available for you. They probably came in. They're probably coming in today if it's like most CD releases.
Believe it or not, we do have copies already, but not a whole long time ago.
And that wasn't meant to be personal, but that's usually the way it works, mm-hmm. is they come in just in time. What was the song that you opened up with just now?
That song's called Woolly Old Days, and it's one of our favorite ones to do.
To open a show.
Yeah. It's a nice grounding song, actually.
I wanted to identify my folks who are visiting from New York today. They're out there with Eleanor.
I was wondering who got a hold of Eleanor there.
Yes, that's Vivian and Paul Walsh, who you greeted a couple years ago while we were on the show. They were listening in from New York.
I remember, and it's nice to see them.
And they gave me the bass uke that I played on that Woolly Old Days song.
Oh, how nice. Well, I'm glad that they're here. And by the way, if you would like to send a message as you're listening, 412-200-5975 is how you can send a text message to us, 412-200-5975, and then I will relay it to Gary and Jenny. What would you guys like to do next?
We're going to do a song that was that's set right here on the streets of Pittsburgh. It's called Jitney. And it was inspired by my walking one day down Shady Avenue towards the Center for the Arts, and I was very deep in thought and contemplating troubles, and somebody drove up to me and said, do you know how to get to Center for the Arts? And I said, actually, yeah, it's just down the road right here. And I thought, you know, even when you don't know where you're headed, you could sometimes give someone else directions. I got a nice clean car, gonna catch me a fare. You got rain on your face and you gotta get somewhere. Are you home for good or only passing through? Climb on in, we got some catching up to do. Been a long time, hon, what kind of trip you been on? Bet you've seen some things you can never tell your mom. Them wandering eyes, they take you for a ride. I wonder, do you ever look behind? These hills are filled with streets as crooked as a maze. And maybe that explains the way I drive and why I don't think straight. I'm a lost cause, but I know my way around. And I ain't never gonna leave this town. Guess you heard, I finally paid my tolls. I learned to keep my eyes on the road. The oldie station plays my favorite songs. The rivers keep me here where I belong. I can see you got a lot of things to do. Filed in that briefcase next to you. I'm low on gas and need a cup of joe.
I hope you run me down before you go. These hills are filled with streets as crooked as a maze, and maybe that explains the way I drive, why I don't think straight. I'm a lost cause, but I know my way around, and I ain't never gonna leave this town.
Jitney from Squirrel Hillbillies. Is that song on the new CD?
It is.
But I remember you've played that. I've heard you play that song before.
We might have played. We've been working on these songs over the past year.
Yeah, and I am sure I remember that song. You guys, in addition to playing at Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh Squirrel Hill Branch for the CD release party, I hope you'll be at Pittsburgh International Children's Festival this year. Is that coming up?
Indeed. We've seen you every year there, I think. We will be there on the first day, the Wednesday of, I believe it's the 16th of May, at 1 o'clock.
Excellent.
At the community stage.
And I think I won't be there until Sunday, but I'll be there in spirit. It's downtown this year,
yes,
by the way, rather than Schenley Park. It's in the cultural district. Goody Shoes is one of the songs on the CD, and a lot of are people yet referring to the CD as Goody Two Shoes or not yet? I hope I don't start that trend.
Well, when we first named the album, actually my kids said, "Mommy, the expression is Goody Two Shoes,"
yeah,
and we said, "Well, that's kind of the idea of the song, is that?" And we're going to play that at the end tonight, of the morning of the show, that. The guy in that song doesn't quite get things just right.
Yeah, it's a good song. You can find, we've linked to the Squirrel Hillbillies Facebook page, their website. Also, you can get to learn more about them, and it's just nice to support great local musicians. Tell me more about this ukulele here.
So I put away my bass uke, and then I had my snare, portable snare, and now I've got my tenor uke. And it's got a cutaway, so it looks fancier than it really is. It does have a plug-in for a pickup. And it's tuned the same way as a soprano or concert uke, except I have a low G string. Except it's, there we go.
I've been learning all about tunings this morning.
Is that right?
Yes. We had violists and violinists mm-hmm. here today that were teaching me about Cs and Gs mm-hmm. and all sorts of things.
Well, so a uke is not tuned like a mandolin, another four-stringed instrument, and I play that as well, so I do have to keep track of the different tunings. But this one is, if you play a guitar and you put a capo on your fifth fret, then play the high four strings, you'll get the ukulele strings.
You guys match.
Exactly.
Wow.
And I would like to say tonight, the Uke God is going to come to town. His name is Jake Shima Bakura. He is playing at Calliope's main stage, Carnegie Hall series. And he is truly amazing. One of the comments I love on his video, While My Guitar Gently Weeps, which he plays on the ukulele, somebody wrote, "My uke must be broke because it don't sound like his." He's really amazing, and he will be there tonight for a sold-out show.
Oh, that's great. That's at Carnegie Lecture Hall mm-hmm. tonight, although if you've got tickets, congratulations.
You never know.
You might be able to. They might let you in.
That's true. We'll put a plug in for next week's Calliope as well. There's 2 weeks in a row, which is unusual for the Carnegie Hall series. There'll be a Carnegie Lecture series. Sorry. There will be Steel Wheels coming.
Oh, good.
And we're going to be opening for them.
Oh,
so
that's
that
nice.
Will be next Saturday night on April 5th.
April 5th.
Yeah,
very
Calliope. Excited. Calliope's had a good season. These are the Squirrel Hillbillies, and Jenny has donned that uke that you heard, and Gary's still got that guitar on, and I'm glad for that. What's next?
We're going to do our cowboy song.
Everybody needs a cowboy song.
You know, it's fun about this song. It's based on an old 19th century cowboy poem. A man there lived on the Western Plain. And because those lyrics are up on our website, I noticed in my Google Analytics that somebody found us by Googling "man there lived on the Western Plain" and ended up at our site.
Man
man there lives on the western plain. Got a ton of spark and an ounce of brain. He robs the cattle and herds the trains. Plays the fool like it's all a game. Yippee-yi-yi, yippee-yi-oi. Plays the fool, this cowboy. Raised by the wind and the buffalo, moves real fast, thinks real slow. Got his school in a cactus grove, dusty road is all he knows. Yippee-yi-yi, yippee-yi-oi. Prickly spines and a cowboy. Sets up drinks without a cent. Fights like the devil with every young gent. Wherever he goes hell-bent. Mangy dog, his only friend. Yippee-yi-yi, yippee-yi-oi. Mangy dog and a cowboy. Yippee-yi-yi, yippee-yi-oi. Mangy dog and a cowboy. He drinks his weight at the dancing hall. Head too big, pants too small. Get shot up in a drunken brawl. Undertaker takes it all. Yippee-yi-yi, yippee-yi-oi. Nothing left of this cowboy. Rest in peace, cowboy.
The Squirrel Hill Billies here listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for doing that live music on the Saturday Light Brigade during our Youth Expression Showcase and during our 11 o'clock hour, is made possible in part with support from Pennsylvania Council on the Arts, a state agency with grants administered locally by Greater Pittsburgh Arts Council. I like the yippee-yi-oi in that song because it, it makes me think of yippee-yi-yoi, potentially, an homage to the late Myron Cope, but it's just a nice song, and it's fun to sing along with it. The Squirrel Hillbillies will be out and about, as you heard. They'll be at Carnegie Lecture Hall a week from tonight, opening up for the Steel Wheels, and tomorrow between 2 and 4 o'clock at Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh's Squirrel Hill Branch, where you'll have a chance to see them for their CD release party. It's got to be hard, you know, to publish a CD. Hard not in terms of the mechanics of it, but the art of it. Picking the songs, choosing the arrangements, finalizing.
The hardest part of making a CD is letting it go.
That's what I was going to ask you.
Yes.
And I absolutely can relate to that. Can you talk about the process at all?
I'd rather not.
Oh, no.
Would you like separate rooms?
No, you know what? We record all of our music ourselves, and that part can be quite a lot of fun, actually. Because there's no rush, there's no pressure, and we take our good long time to do it. Then there's the arranging and going back and re-recording things that we want to play differently. Then we took all of our tracks to Ithaca, New York, to a guy named Will Russell to mix and master, and then we ship it off to Oasis to do the replication. And what ends up happening is in those last minutes, it's like, oh, I want to play that differently. Oh, I wish that I'd added you right there. And so it is hard to just say, okay, this is a snapshot of what these songs sound like today, and they're beautiful, and they might sound different tomorrow, and that's the joy of performing live.
It's hard. You know, that's the human condition to an extent. You know, I wrote a 100-word email to somebody the other day that was a business email. And right after I sent it, I do have like a minute or so case, you know, to take it back if I want to. But about an hour after I sent it, I said, you know, I should have done. And, you know, I had put a lot of time into it. But there's something about that hindsight, which I think is often flawed, you know, but it's hard. I mean, I have trouble with that, too.
Who was the musician?
It was Graham Nash, just came out with his autobiography. And someone asked him, when is a song finished? And he said, what did he say?
A song's never finished. It's just
never
done
finished.
For now.
Yeah.
Something
yeah.
like that.
Something like that.
I think it was Cardinal Newman. I might get the quote wrong, but it's nothing would be done at all if one waited so long. If one waited until no one would find fault with it, nothing would ever be done because you'll always find fault. And it was more self-detection or concern about the faults, not other people finding it. But the CD's done. Oasis is a great company for distribution. And if you don't know Oasis, one of the nice things they do is – they make sure that the artists they record get into the hands of radio stations and club owners throughout the country. And we've discovered some great artists
through their samplers.
Mm-hmm. Through the samplers they send for many, many years. And so that is a good choice on your part, I think, to use them. You also have some beautiful art. Yeah. Thank you. Tell me a little bit about there's a woman kind of dancing or jumping on a boardwalk here.
Okay. So first of all, that's me and Gary.
Oh,
and,
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah, that is you guys. I'm sorry.
My face is not showing.
No.
We are frolicking in the fire hydrant is what we're doing. Barefoot because it's goody shoes.
Okay.
And,
got it.
We don't have goody shoes, which is why we're dancing in the fire hydrant.
Well, there's flowers and shoes on this one.
Yes, that's the back of the CD case, and that's the front. And these paintings were both original paintings done by our friend, who's a local artist and art educator named Julie Stunden. She lives right here in Pittsburgh, and she's an amazing artist. And in particular, we loved a set of paintings she did in South Africa and thought they would be just the right sort of style for the cover of this CD.
These are beautiful. And I'm sure they reproduced really well in the CD, too. They're sort of almost an impressionist kind of style.
Yeah.
And they look just great. Anybody else you want to acknowledge about
the CD? I do want to acknowledge our friend Faith Selzer, who did the photo shoot behind the paintings because Julie needed to have something to work with to create what looks like us dancing in an open fire hydrant, which, of course, we didn't really do.
We tried to.
We did try to.
I'm disappointed.
We even engaged the fire department in Squirrel Hill. But Faith Selzer took the beautiful pictures for both of our CDs.
You didn't engage them by starting
We asked
a
them
fire.
To help us open.
Okay.
No, yeah, that. We asked them to help us open the fire hydrant. So Julie Stunden, we also would like to acknowledge B.J. Searcy, Brenda Jean, known as Brenda Jean to you probably, who's another musician and who listened very, very acutely to our tracks and gave us wonderful feedback during the process.
Very good. And are there other – well, Gary, anybody else to acknowledge that Jenny may have missed?
I think that
– Jeannie's instrument.
Well, we had folks that loaned us their musical instruments. My daughter Jasmine loaned her drum set. That appears on Goody Shoes and Jitney, and our friend Jeannie loaned us her vintage Gibson mandolin, and that appears on the CD.
Yeah, it's good to know about what comes behind the CD, I think, and what goes behind it. Now, the other thing I was curious about is
Are there any other musicians, or is it all
you? Yes, thank you for reminding us of that. On this CD, we did bring on Jason Rafalek, who is an extraordinary upright bass player.
Yes,
he also plays
is.
Mandolin and guitar. So he is on six of the tracks of these 12 tracks, and he will be with us tomorrow at the library.
Oh, that's great. He's a great bass player, and he's a lot of fun to watch.
He's just a wonderful to watch, and so tasteful, and really listens to the music he's accompanying, and also just a pleasure to work with.
And so it's you two and him?
Yes.
Well, great. If you're just joining us, the Squirrel Hillbillies are here. Eleanor is here, keeping an eye on everything. I'm watching her. It's free bike helmet day today here at the Children's Museum. And what Eleanor's doing is she keeps kind of like changing her look and face. She has like 8 bike helmets now. I'm just kidding. It's kind of fun to watch all the bike helmet distribution. I think we've got 2 more songs. And what's the next one called?
This next one's a quiet one. It's called Firefly.
Once again, here, I was going to say, these are, is it these are? No, I think it's this is the Squirrel Hillbillies.
Dazzling firefly, you mark a year gone by. Your luminescence takes me by surprise. A thrill to catch and hold, you make my fingers glow. Holding on is easier than letting go. Among the shadows in the yard, you are a fallen star.
The way the seasons change, the moon that waxes till it wanes, I wonder what becomes of what we cannot say. There is too much risk in metamorphosis, but maybe there's a chance for a gentle shift. Among the shadows in the yard, you are a fallen star.
Are your flashes code, or maybe only random bursts of energy? Inside a spark like yours, so cool and pure, I catch a glimpse of confidence and faith restored. Dazzling firefly, dazzling firefly, you mark a year gone by.
really a beautiful song. And, you know, I went over to your website as you were playing, and I see another performance I think we should mention, which is a lunchtime show on coming up on April 3rd,
yes.
Which is this Thursday at Hillman Library, which is right across from Carnegie Library in Oakland, at the Cup and Chaucer, get it? Cafe, Cup and Chaucer, where you can drink old English tea at the Cup and Chaucer Cafe. And they will be performing the Squirrel Hillbillies as part of this lunchtime series, which is presented by the aforementioned Calliope, the Pittsburgh Folk Music Society, and the University of Pittsburgh Library System. If you go to squirrelhillbillies.com, you can learn a lot more about what's going on. I see here you also have a UK tour planned.
Is that... We do. Isn't that exciting?
Yeah, that's great.
We're infesting the UK in the end of June and into July, and we're going to be in England, Scotland, and Wales.
It's neat because on their website under gigs, you'll find two scroll down links in which Tennessee and the United Kingdom are parallel.
True. But we just returned from Michigan, and that was used to be a drop down menu as well. We had a great Michigan tour.
Now, you should take a look at squirrelhillbillies.com. You'll be able to find out what's going on and what these guys are up to. You'll be out a lot promoting the new CD, I know, supporting it. We've got one last song, and it's probably our last chance to talk substantively. So anything else to mention?
Yes. One thing we want to mention is a Joe Crookston concert at Club Cafe, Thursday, May 1st. And we're very excited. He's an amazing musician and also a mentor to us.
We talked about Joe Crookston when you performed outside once with us. I really like Joe Crookston.
His music is truly amazing, and he's just an inspired singer-songwriter. We will be opening for him with Brad Yoder at that concert. So we're very excited about that.
Where is he from?
Ithaca.
He's
originally from Ohio, but he lives in Ithaca.
Yeah, he is a really interesting writer. I really like...
He has a brand new CD out as well.
Oh, that's good to know. I'll have to contact... In fact, I think we got some, like a track or two. Mm-hmm. But you've got a brand new CD, too.
I do, and Goody Shoes is the title track, and we just like to point out that it opens with a reference to Jerry's Records, which is right here in Squirrel Hill.
And I was going to ask you if that was Jerry's
Indeed.
Record.
That's Jerry's store. And
now,
so
Jerry hasn't heard this yet, so no. If you're listening, Jerry, we hope you like it.
Jerry probably is listening. Jerry's an old friend, so Jerry, listen for the not-so-subliminal reference to your store.
Also, just show you, because I thought you might appreciate the splash cymbal that's hanging from my snare drum. It's our newest attachment, and it is a very important part of Goody Shoes.
Excellent. Jerry Weber, this one's for you. Thank you to the Squirrel Hill Billies.
Well, I cashed in some vinyl at Jerry's store. He gave me $20, then he showed me the door. I picked up a guitar, sang him this song. He said, take your finger picky and move along. Move along. Yeah, move along. He said, take your finger picky and move along. Well, I passed by the police, shaking down a man. I said, maybe he's doing just the best he can. The man said, me, I'm doing all wrong. Take your goody shoes and move along. Move along. Yeah, move along. He said, take your goody shoes and move. Move along now, go on. I saw St. Peter, he was leaning on his gate, folks lining up, so I had to wait. He said to me, son, you should listen to your mom, take your rubber necky and move along. Move along, yeah, move along. He said, take your rubber necky and move. Take your finger picky and move. Take your goody shoes and move along.
Our thanks to the Squirrel Hillbillies. That's a song sounds great, and it sounds that great on the CD as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Larry. Thank
you
very much.
Their CD release party tomorrow at Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh. That's tomorrow, March 30th, Sunday. Between 2 and 4 o'clock, they'll be playing, and you can check out their CD. Eleanor is out getting some more bicycle helmets, probably. There she is. I see her up there. We'll thank her for providing the introduction. Way up at the front to the left, I think. When you wear a shirt that bright, you're easy to spot. Thanks to everybody today. It was nice to have some Cub Scouts here visiting.